All right, y'all, what's going on? It's Combo Breaker 99. I'm back with another video. All right, y'all, back with a little discussion video here. I'm just doing this video because I had a few people ask me about the fight once again. Y'all know what fight I'm talking about, Nunes versus Pena. This time, you know, I had a few people ask me about Amanda Nunes and why she lost the fight. You know, they said, you know, why did she lose? You know, they asked me, why do you think she lost this fight? Was there something wrong with her? Was the fight fixed? And I said, well, look, I already addressed that part. I already said my piece about the fight being fixed. No, I don't think the fight was fixed. You know, I think that Julianna Pena, she just prepared for this fight. She was ready. And, you know, it just came down to hunger. You know, it came down to hunger, hard work, and dedication on Julianna Pena's part. You know, so shout out to Julianna Pena. Nothing was fixed. Nothing was rigged. But, you know, as far as the other questions go, you know, I had some people ask me, why do you think Amanda Nunes lost? So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just break this down in the video. You know, just might come out to be almost like a podcast episode or, you know, just a little mini cast here. But I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just come up with some, you know, some points that I saw that night. I mean, that were just popping in my head just like that. I mean, as I saw Amanda Nunes perform from the first round to the second round, I was like, I know why she's losing. I already know why she's about to lose this fight. You know, then I watched it the second time and I was like, yep, this is what's going on. This is what's going wrong. This is what's going wrong. And you could just see Julianna Pena getting so much more comfortable, which I'll talk about here in a minute, throughout this fight. You know what I mean? So Amanda Nunes going into this one, you know, she basically just felt like this was going to be easier than some of her past fights. You know, she felt like this was just going to be a walk in the park. You know, and that's where she failed, first of all. So I just want to go down these points. You know, I'm going to kind of freestyle it a little bit, but I do have a few points jotted down here because, you know, I just kind of want to break it down to some casual fans that asked me about the fight. Because, you know, I had some casual fans hit me up. You know, they were amazed by the performance of these women. And, you know, that's what I'm saying about WMMA. You know, you got a lot of, you know, good matches that can be made, and you just got a lot of good fighters in these different divisions, and when you match them up right, you get these great performances, you know. And not just that, it was like the outside influences in this fight. Like, you do need a good backstory, I'm not gonna lie. Now, like, I love seeing the fight, I love seeing the chess match and the performance, but when you have that build up outside of the octagon, you have that story. Like this one here was like the Rocky story. You know, I'm not a big Rocky fan, but it was a fighter that was really hungry. They wanted the champion. You know, they've been working a long time, and they put themselves on the map by, you know, being vocal. You know what I mean? They called out the champion. All the while, the champion's like, oh, this person ain't nothing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to train this way. It's kind of like Rocky III. I did see a little bit of Rocky III. I think it was Rocky III, one of those Rockies where Rocky was just kind of like, you know, BSing his training. You know, he was just doing like the big famous type training. You know, he was just training on like light heavy bags and, you know, just doing the whole media workout thing. While, you know, I think, what's his name, Clubber Lang, he was in the trenches, you know, he was in the trenches, you know, putting in work, right? That's kind of how this was. Like, if you could see behind the scenes, you could probably see Amanda Nunes just doing the family thing, you know, getting in some work here and there. And her biggest struggle is probably trying to make weight, right? Because she hasn't been at 135 in 2 years. So she's probably working on that, getting in physically, you know, getting in good physical shape, while you got Julianna Pena over here getting in, you know, the proper shape mentally, spiritually, you know, and physically, you know, and technically. You know, she's working on all that. She's watching tapes of Nunes. So, you know, once you think about that backstory, I was just like, yeah, man, like, this was a big fight. And that's what really made it exciting. I think that's what kind of brought in some new fans, you know, to WMMA. Hopefully we get more matches like that, you know. But like I said, just a few points here, man, I want to go over with Amanda Nunes on why I think she lost this fight. And it's pretty much straightforward once you think about it. You know, there's no excuses made, you know, nothing like that. Nowhere I'm saying, oh, if she did this, she did that. I mean, there's always that if factor when it comes to a fighter. You know, they could have did this to make a night easier, or they could have did this, you know, to get the win in a better fashion, or they could have did this and they wouldn't have lost, right? But when it comes down to it, I mean, Amanda Nunes, she missed out on these key points I want to cover here, man. But first off, I just want to say with Amanda Nunes, the number one thing, I'm going to start with the most critical here, with why she lost this fight, is she underestimated Julianna Pena, plain and simple. 100% she underestimated Julianna Pena. She came into this fight feeling herself. She was really feeling herself this fight. She just kept thinking that this fight was going to be a walk in the park. And I mean, I think it's obvious, you know, because she said it at the press conference. It was funny at the time because I thought, you know, Amanda Nunes was ready, you know, and I know who she is. And like, I know this fighter here is ready, the way she's talking. This is a champion, you know. She just wanted to throw shots at Julianna Pena, kind of get in her head. But whenever she started talking about Juliana Pena's style and it being like Misha Tate. Like I said, I thought it was funny, but at the same time, I was like, what if she really goes in there thinking this is going to be as easy as Misha Tate? You know, that's where she's going to fail. So I kind of started thinking about that. I thought she just wanted to be a little vocal, but it really was true, man. She really was underestimating Juliana Pena. You know, she thought she was going to be an easy fight. You know, she wasn't really preparing like this was GDR or Chris Cyborg. And that was the problem. Like, it's one thing if the fans, we joke, or if we really feel that way, like this opponent, Juliana Pena, doesn't really have a great chance. It's one thing if we say that, right? It's one thing if we say she only has 10%, 30%, or if it's 50-50. It's only, you know, that's us. You know, it's only us at home saying that. You know, we're only at home just saying how we feel. We're not really getting in there, right? But for the champion to actually think that way, it kind of puts you, it kind of, you know, kind of makes you think about them in a different way at that moment. It kind of makes you think like, oh, are you really prepared for this fight? Are you taking it seriously? You know, are you really saying this about Juliana Pena? Because the one thing I learned about MMA versus boxing, which boxing is a dangerous sport too, you know, a fight can end with one punch, but the one thing I learned about MMA is like anything can happen at any moment, where you can get knocked out or choked out, or you can be put in a position where you're tapping and in just a matter of seconds you're like, damn, what the hell happened, right? You know, there's been situations like that. And the more and more I watch MMA, it's always like nobody's ever like guaranteed to just be dominant and go in there and win, unless your name is like John Jones or Valentina, right? But you know, some of these other fighters that have held belts for like 3, 4, 5 title defenses, and I've seen weaknesses, I'm like, just let that be the day they underestimate their opponent and it's lights out. You know, they're out. And this was kind of one of those moments where Juliana Pena, she came in there, you know, she snuck into the, you know, she just snuck in from the back door, kind of surprised Amanda Nunes, and Amanda was like, who's this? You know, who's this? I can take this girl, right? And she just underestimated her. So that was where she failed. You know, that's the first part I have to say where she failed. You know, she thought this fight was a walk in the park. She said she's seen this style time and time again. It's one thing to see it, but are you fighting this style every time? Like, Juliana Pena brings a different style than Holly Holm, Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey, GDR, Valentina Shevchenko. Like, you don't know how this style is going to collide with you, really, right? Just because you've seen it doesn't mean, you know, you're going to be able to handle it. Because none of these fighters that I mentioned brought this type of style like Juliana Pena and vice versa, right? So you put this style with you, you know, you might be facing a little something different here. So that's where I was kind of like at with the champion. When she did say that, I was kind of thinking, you know, 50-50, maybe she's just joking, or maybe she is serious. And you know, for a champ to think that way, that already had me in the mindset where I was like, uh-oh, Nunes might not be preparing right for this fight. You know, she might be going in with this mindset where I can just cut corners and do this and do this, do a little of this, do a little of that. And you don't do that. You always prepare the same way for the enemy, because that enemy wants to take your throne. The enemy wants to take away what you got. So you have to make sure you come with the same artillery or something harder. You know, every time you're supposed to get better and better. And that's the one thing I have to talk about with real quick with Valentina Shevchenko, for example. Like, she's a fighter that always says, look, no matter who I'm fighting, you know, I'm preparing for this fight the same way. You know, I'm always putting everything on the line in training. You know, I'm putting my all in it. I'm going hard. I'm going 100%, maybe 100%. 110%. You know, no matter what the fans say, if this is an easy fighter, no matter what my trainers say, I'm still going to train the hardest I can. You know, she goes through the toughest training camps to make the fight easy. You know, she trains hard and then she lets the results pay off by letting it be a dominant victory. You know what I mean? Like, she goes in, you know, some of her opponents, of course, they're not as good as the ones on Amanda Nunes' resume, but the way she's so dominant, you know, you can tell that she goes hard in training camp. That's why they look so easy too. Like, it's one thing if she just went in there through the motions and just beat these girls, you know, some rounds were close here and there, but she'd always come out the victor. But Valentina is always dominant because she puts in the work in training camp, and that's what she wants. She wants the reward to be a dominant victory. You know, everything pays off. You know, everything pays off. That's why she never cuts corners in training camp. But you could tell Amanda Nunes cut corners. You know, so that's why I have to say she really underestimated her. And when you underestimate somebody, that leads to lack of training, that leads to false confidence, and that leads to you just cutting corners and saying, hey, I can just do this and I can do that, and you really start feeling yourself. So that's the first point I just wanted to make, because even Juliana Pena, you know, she said in the MMA Hour interview, she could already tell that Amanda Nunes had underestimated her, you know, just by the approach, just by the game plan. And like I said, that just leads to, you know, poor preparation and bad training habits, you know, cutting corners, spending time doing other things, and just flat out switching modes. You know, you're no longer in kill mode. You're more in family mode, like she's been in, which I'll talk about later. You know, she's been in a different mode. You know, Nunez already came in with that mindset that Pena's like number seven, number eight. I seen this style before. I got this. You know what I mean? And after the fight cancellation the first time, she probably went to chilling. She was like, eh, I'm gonna put this off. You know, Juliana Pena's not doing anything. You know, she ain't going to do anything different, you know, in a few more weeks or a few months. All the while, Juliana Pena's like, hey, I'm preparing for this. I know what she's going to do. You know, I know she's going to have this time where she's thinking, okay, all I got to do is cut weight and I would just go beat Juliana Pena. No, it don't work that way. So you saw it. She underestimated Pena. And that's the big factor. The next, like we take it to the octagon, is obvious. Pressure. Pressure is something that Amanda Nunes hasn't felt in a long time. You know, every aspect of the word, you know, pressure from Pena, let's say out of the octagon to really do well. You know, there came a time I think she probably was feeling it because Juliana Pena, like I said, came out of left field and kind of hit her with that. There's pressure from that to just say, I have to make it look good now because she is really a walk in the park. But inside the octagon, it was the pressure that Juliana Pena put on her. You know, the first round, she pressured Amanda Nunes to go to the ground. Like, if you think about it, look, that first round, Juliana Pena, she got hit with big shots. Like, she was reacting to every shot that was landed on. You know, hard calf kicks, inside calf kicks were really doing damage to Pena early, right? Then she caught that teep kick followed by a jab, and she went down, right? But then Nunes could have kept the fight standing. She could have backed her up. She could have backed up, let Pena stand up, went back to maybe, you know, landing some big shots and probably could have knocked Pena out, right? If she got her against the fence with punches. But what did she do? She let Pena pressure her in to get down to the ground, right? She let her, you know, because Pena just laid on her back and she was just waiting. She was just waiting. Then finally Nunes came in, tried that, land that ground and pound, started putting that weight on her, started wrestling her. So she felt that pressure there. She felt that pressure to go down to the ground and say, I'm a better wrestler, I'm a better grappler. But all the while, Juliana Pena was like, hey, I can do this all day, which she said in the interview. She was like, look, I got cardio for days. I like this type of fight. I'm active off my back. I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be transitioning. I'm going to be putting, you know, even though I'm on the bottom, even though I'm on the bottom position, I'm going to be putting different transitions on Nunes, really making her work to the point where she can't just lay and pray. You know, so all the while, Nunes, she's winning the round, but she's got a lot of pressure on her because she's got to keep defending these submission attempts. Because you saw that Kimura come in towards like last minute of the round. So you saw Amanda, she had to defend that. All the while, she's breathing heavy. Again, Juliana Pena brought that up. She said she could hear that huff and puff from Amanda. So that's pressure. That was the pressure that she's never felt before in that first round. Then we go to the second round. Pressure, more pressure in the stand-up form. You know, Juliana Pena came with the pressure in the stand-up form. That beautiful jab, that beautiful boxing that she was putting on Amanda Nunes. Amanda's never been pressured like that before. Like, even from a kickboxer like Holly Holm. Holly Holm was respecting Amanda a lot, giving her space. You know, there was a few leg kicks from Amanda in that fight, but Holly Holm was just always out of like range because she didn't know what to expect from Nunes. She was showing her a lot of respect where she was like, she was hesitant. You know, she didn't really, she wanted to play counterpuncher, but she wasn't sure. She wasn't sure what Amanda was gonna bring. So Amanda was much more relaxed in that fight. She didn't have to worry about that mid-range pressure or that long reach where Juliana Pena, She was standing front foot heavy. She was putting power on her shots. She was throwing a straight jab down the pipe. She was committed to it. And you could see it in Amanda's face. Like, I've never felt this before. Her thing was to try to come back with her own pressure. But Juliana Pena, that's the thing about Juliana Pena. She's a reckless fighter, but she's built like that. Like, she likes pressure. She likes pressure that can be controlled. Like, when you're standing, it's different for Juliana Pena. She knows that I can control this type of recklessness. You know, I can fight through this fire. On the ground, it's a little dangerous. You might get submitted, or, you know, you might get choked out like she did against, you know, Valentina and GDR. But in this fight, there was a lot of space there where she knows she can take Amanda Nunes' punch and she can come back with two or three more. And Amanda can't take that pressure. So she put the pressure on the ground and on the feet, you know. So again, she wasn't ready for that. She wasn't ready for that approach. That's why, again, that leads to why she lost this fight. Next, again, it's kind of the same thing. Since Amanda couldn't deal with the pressure, there was lack of change there. Well, lack of change is kind of its own. There wasn't really a lack. There was a lack of change and adjustment from Amanda Nunes, as you could see, even in the first round. Like, Amanda Nunes, she didn't know how to slow down that grappling, that high-paced grappling. Like, Amanda's a very good jiu-jitsu practitioner, but again, she's better at being a paced fighter. That's what makes her special. Like, she's a rhythmic fighter. But if you know how to break her rhythm, you know, she's gonna feel that pressure. She's gonna be off her game, you know, and that's where that lack of change came in. You know, she couldn't fight high pace. You know, she wasn't used to high pace, and then she was gassing, like huffing and puffing in that first round. And then when the second round came, she wanted to trade. Like, if she saw Julietta Pena could take her shots, she should have went to using angles. She should have started picking her shots more. You know, maybe she should have went into the clinch a little bit, dirty box, and maybe pressed her Pena to the cage and fought a little bit on the inside and mixed it up. But no, she just wanted to stay in the one gear and try to land the bombs. You know, that long overhand right. All the while, Julietta Pena is hitting her with the same basic jab. Like, all the while, Amanda's probably thinking to herself, because she's not shifting gears, like, why the hell can't I get to her? Like, why is she not going down? She's not going down because Julietta Pena has her head tucked. She's not taking the full-on impact of some of these punches. She did take some good hard ones, but the way she had her head tucked, her, you know, she's taking some of the relief off these punches, but she's also tagging you back. So whenever Pena's coming back with big shots, that's building up her confidence, and that's building up her kill switch to say, I'm landing clean on Nunes. I can see it in Nunes's eyes. She's about to go down. So all the while she's hitting with these big shots, her confidence is going up, and her kill switch is going up, and the ambition is going up. So she's coming with it. You know, she's coming with it. So she's not in a position to get knocked out. So it's on Amanda Nunes to take that wheel away by switching up the game plan right then. You know, start adjusting to the jab, you know, start timing her jab, start moving side to side instead of straight back. Like, Amanda was pulling her head back, and that's a no-no in boxing. You know, pulling your head back with your chin straight up, you know, you're wide open for big punches. So there was a lack of change there. You know, she didn't know how to box. She didn't know how to adjust with what Julietta Pena was bringing, which was so basic. Like, she was just stuck in that one gear of fighting off her heart. And again, that cost her the fight. So yeah, lack of change. Next up, this very important one, was Pena's will. You know, Pena's will. You know, Pena brought up the best point. You know, something I speak on when you're facing a dominant fighter all the time is bully the bully. You know, that's something she brought up in a recent interview. She said, Pena said, Nunes doesn't do well being bullied. You know, she's used to bullying. She dishes it out, but she can't take it. You know, Pena took that approach to just stand in the face of the champion, giving out the same thing that Nunes gives, and presenting that wall. You know, Pena was a wall in there. You know, she wasn't breaking from a punch. You know, she was taking damage. You know, Nunes was putting some dents in that wall. She was putting a few dents in that wall, but you could see the will in Pena wasn't breaking. Nunes, from the first round, you could already see that Nunes, she was feeling a certain way. Pena, she said the pace that she had her moving at in the first round, again, she could hear that gasping for air. And that was part of that will. She said, I gotta push her. And she did that, and she got what she wanted in that first round. She lost the first round, but she said, like she said, she could do this all day. You know, she could do that all day. So she went into the second round and went blow for blow with Amanda, because Amanda's not used to that. You know, again, Pena, she's like that wild card, you know, and she's reckless. But this was a position where you could live on the wild side a little bit, you know, without giving up too much. Like I said, when you're grappling on the ground, you really can't give up any type of space. You know what I mean? You can't sleep on the ground because your neck is there, your arms are there. You know, one wrong move in jiu-jitsu that I've been seeing is, you know, that'll cost you a fight. But I mean, from a distance, when you're boxing or kickboxing, of course you can get tagged and it's lights out. But if you get hit with one big shot and you can take it, you could just step back, you know, hold for a little while, take the round off and recover. You go on your bike, right? And that's why I knew Pena was safe here. But instead, she showed, look, I've got more will, and look, my will is stronger than yours. And like I said, bully the bully is very important, because if you go back to fights like Evander Holyfield versus Mike Tyson, you had to bully the bully. If you go back to Valentina Shevchenko, Jessica Andrade, very good example. You know, she took it to her. You know, she met her in the middle, took her down, and just bullied Jessica Andrade for two rounds, right? So, will. That Pena's will was very important in this fight. And again, that leads to, you know, that canceling out anything Amanda Nunes was bringing, because going back to number one, Amanda Nunes, she underestimated her, right? But another thing I'll bring up that, you know, I brought up the other day that I feel like was a very, very big key. And yes, I'm bringing this up again. Pena defeated Amanda Nunes because of that jab, that JAB. I'm telling you, that beautiful jab that she started using in the second round, that was one of the biggest keys that offset Amanda Nunes and really did damage and broke her. You know, Amanda Nunes has been riding high for so long and she's been doing well for so long, and she's never been hit with some of these type of basic fundamentals from a lot of these fighters because she ends them quick, right? You know, Holly Holm out first round, Ronda Rousey, Tate, all out very quick, Cyborg out quick, GDR, she just took her to the ground, you know, for five rounds, didn't present any threat on the ground, you know, on the feet, but not on the ground, right? But when it came down to a fighter that was willing to put pressure on Amanda Nunes and just really, really keep that mid-range fighting in that style and keep her stance and put all of that together and then just bring in a basic straight jab, Amanda didn't know how to react to it. Like I said, first round, as soon as that first minute opened up, boom, she hit her square on the chin with a jab. Amanda Nunes kind of stumbled back. You know, what was Amanda's reaction? It was to come in and try to land more power shots and trade. Boom, another jab comes, double, triple jab comes, right hands come over the top. You know, everything's getting set up off of that jab. You know, Juliana Pena's got those long arms, so she's hitting with these straight square jabs down the pipe, and Amanda does not know how to adjust to it. You know, she's not moving her head. You know, she's not trying to time and switch under and maybe even just try to get a body lock to fight on the inside. She's staying at this range, eating this perfectly thrown jab from Juliana Pena. So again, I had to bring that up because that was a big key. Like, as soon as I saw her getting hit by these jabs, I was like, Amanda's about to lose this fight. Amanda's about to lose this fight because she's taking these big shots and she's not reacting well. Like, Juliana Pena, when I looked at her face, I was like, okay, the eye is swelling, but her mind frame is still there to kill. Like, Juliana Pena had the mind to kill. Like, she's in there throwing big jabs, and Amanda, she's like gasping. Like, she's gasping and her eyes are already, like, you know, kind of looking glazed over. And, you know, she's just eating these punches, you know, straight up down the middle. So I have to bring that up, man. The JAB, the jab is the key all day long. And that was one of the big factors on why she won this fight. You know, got her the win the way she wanted it. But this thing right here, you know, this is a big one, man. This is the enemy to all fighters, I think. It's the enemy to a lot of people. It's the enemy to the world, man, really. You know, especially people who want to do something with their lives. Like, this is the biggest enemy on why she lost, though. I had to say this for last, man. Comfort, man. Being comfortable is very dangerous, man. Like, I think whenever you're done or you retired, that's fine. You know, you're going to be comfortable because, or you rich, or you won the lottery and you don't want to do anything else, it's fine to be comfortable then. But like, if you grinding, man, or if you're a fighter and you trying to do whatever it is you want to do with your life, you know, try to make it somewhere, comfort can be a dangerous thing, man. You know, I be fighting that thing every day, man. Being comfortable is hard. You know, it's hard because I noticed, like, there were times when I was lacking things in life, you know, lacking certain things, or I wanted to get something, I would make adjustments to you know, work hard to, you know, get what I was getting, you know, or get where I wanted to go. You know what I mean? And I think somebody like Amanda Nunes, you know, she was always beating comfort in the very beginning. You know, she was killing it. She was killing it. But as soon as she got the belt, and then she got another belt, and she just got so dominant, you know, she started to get comfortable. You know, she started wanting to get a taste of this life. She was like, oh, what's this? I want a little of that. You know what I mean? She started like, oh, what's this over here? You know, she started wanting to touch other things. Like, fighters are special, right? Fighters are special, but they're still human. Like, it takes a special person to be a fighter, but the minute you try to put them into another environment, you know, during that time where, you know, they're in their prime, you know, Amanda's like, what, 33? You know, it can kind of start making them question certain things, or if they've never seen this before, experienced this before, they might start to get high off of and get a, you know, start to really get a point where they need a fix off of it, you know, that comfortable life. And I think Amanda's really been comfortable for a while now. You know, after getting them two belts, what, 3 years ago, you know, and being with Nina Ansaroff now and having the baby, you know, like I said, taking care of a baby, whether you had it or not, if that's your baby, that takes a lot. That's a life in its own. And that's draining. That's mentally draining. That's physically draining. you really can't focus on the fight like you should be. You know what I mean? Which is, this is another video which I'll talk about here. I'll talk about this subject probably a little bit later because I've been going on with this one for a while now. But I really think comfort was a big part of Amanda Nunes. She came in here comfortable. You know, she, like I said, she came in here talking that talk where, you know, she just felt like Juliana Pena is not going to pose any threat to her. I can just take any approach to this. I can push this fight back, you know, because I call the shots. And when you call the shots, you are going to lay back because you're feeling like everybody's working for you to some extent, you know, and it don't work, you know, don't work like that for a champion. You know, the wheels keep turning, you know, they keep on grinding. And if anything, the work gets harder because you always got a target on your back. You know, you got this belt. You held it for what, 5 title defenses? There's always going to be somebody that's going to come along and want to take it. You know, it's never over until it's really over. That's why you really can't get comfortable. It's like, again, I got to compare it to like the zombie apocalypse, like I do sometimes. Like when you take something, if you take over a building, you take over anything, you take over just like a little settlement or whatever, you can't get comfortable. You really can't get comfortable because if that's the only little place in the world that, you know, this little utopia is away from all the dead and all the walkers, you know, somebody's going to want to take it. Why? Because they want what you have. They want what you have. They see it's the good life and they want to be in that position, right? That's why everybody wants to be champion, right? They want to be champion because they want to be the best. They want that good life. They want that money. They want that legacy. They want it all, right? So you can't really sleep. There's really no time to sleep. So Amanda Nunes, she's going to be seeing different looks, and you know, she has to be prepared for that all at all times. And you know, this came a time where she just felt like, you know, hey, I got this. You know, I can step in there and I can do this. But I think there might have been a point too where even when it came down, you know, to maybe like either fight night or the night before, there probably were times where she probably was like, I hope I don't need this, or maybe I should have did this just in case, you know, I'm presented with this problem. You know, I think that probably happens with any champion, you know, when they do kind of cut corners. Like there probably does come a time when a champion probably does say, even before a fight, they said, oh man, like I should have prepared for this. Ooh, I gotta, you know, make sure that I can compensate for this, or I gotta make a right adjustment in case this doesn't work because I didn't prepare for this, right? You know, I know Sean Porter, a few weeks back, you know, even the fight with him and Terrence Crawford, his father wanted him to prepare a certain way, and he didn't do it. You know, that's why he wound up stopping the fight, because it was costing him the fight. So I know that there probably came a point where not just his father, but Sean was probably like, maybe I should have did what my father said because I might need it. You know, I might need it. So champions, you know, they got to be prepared at all times. They can't get comfortable, because I think in this fight here, this was a big one. This was the biggest enemy of Amanda Nunes. It was that comfortable. It was being comfortable. It was that comfort, man. And yeah, like I said, that's a killer to all of us. It's an enemy to all of us out there, man. So you can't be comfortable, man, if you want to go for the top. And if you got it, man, if you already got it, hey, you got to keep rolling with it until you're done with the game. But yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got on this. And guys, I just want to come on here and kind of break this thing down for a little mini cast. And you know, just kind of drop some points on y'all on what I saw with Amanda Nunes. Like I said, you know, no excuses. No excuses at all. If you cut corners outside of the octagon, cut corners in trading, you know, it's your own fault. You know, we're gonna judge you off of that, because that's a part of the game, right? The mental aspect. As much as we talk about you know, the technical side, you know, you working on your takedown defense, your jab or whatever, if you're not preparing yourself mentally and focused on this fight and you're underestimating your opponent, then you know, you're lacking some mental skills, right? You're lacking the mental part of the fight, and the mental part is bigger than the physical part, right? So yeah, those are my points. You know, she underestimated her, you know, lack of adjustments in this fight. Pena's wheel just broke her. Pena's pressure was just too much for her, and that jab and comfort is what killed Amanda Nunes's reign as the bantamweight champion, guys. But yeah, let me know what y'all think in the comment section. Combo Breaker 99, I'm out. Subscribe. Peace.